I was a judge until I had to retire in 1992. However, within a few months, I became bored. I got in touch with some voluntary organizations. And one day back in around 1993, I read about this Angela Thompson case, a young 17-year-old facing 15 years to life for selling 1/10 of an ounce over 2 ounces. She was now, when I read about this article, she was away almost 7 years. I got so angry. I threw the newspaper against the wall. I got in my car, drove up to the prison, which is Bedford Hills, which is about an hour and a quarter from Manhattan, introduced myself to Angela, told her I would apply for clemency. And fortunately, a year later, she was granted clemency. I've got to say this. See, as a judge, business was very good. There was very little time to do much thinking. I didn't like the law, but there wasn't anything I could do about it except not to sentence anybody above the mandatory minimum or try to convince people to take pleas. I didn't realize at that time how many people were in prison under these Rockefeller laws in New York State. You know, not only is this law unjust, it doesn't make sense. And let me just give you an example. Darrell Best. He had never been convicted of any prior crimes, wouldn't accept a plea. But he goes to trial and he's convicted, and he ends off in 15 years. Now, does that make sense? It's a violation of the Eighth Amendment, a cruel and unusual punishment.